Now, senior Iranian officials says the U.S. will further damage its international credibility while walking away from the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group. In an interview with the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the U.S. seeks to mislead Iran into pulling out of the deal, also known as the JCPOA, but the Islamic Republic will not fall into this trap. Araghchi said the only realistic choice after signing the JCPOA is to maintain the accord. The senior diplomat added that if the U.S. decides to scrap the historic deal, nobody will trust Washington anymore. Last month, U.S. President Donald Trump issued an ultimatum to his European allies to, quote, fix the nuclear deal or he would pull Washington out of the agreement. Joining us live now from New York is Dr. Behrad Nahai, who is a nuclear scientist, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Dr. Nahai, thanks for joining us. What do you make of Mr. Araghchi's statement that if the U.S. were to pull out, it would, of course, hurt its own credibility?
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me. From the old times, disputes have been settled in two ways. The old way, which today we call it terrorism, that is war, or the other way, sitting at the table negotiating. Each side comes to the table with a list of wish list, which consists of three parts. One part is items that knows would not get it, but are there to back up in negotiation. At the other end, there are items that it must have and will not negotiate out. And the third one is in the middle, which are give and take during the negotiations. In Iran's case, JCPOA, when six countries sat at the table and negotiated over an extended period of time, each had a series of red line that they must have, and the rest of that they would trade away. At the end, they came out with a list that each addressed the important factor that it wanted to be included in this agreement, and they were willing to trade with the rest of them. This is an agreement, international agreement, because it was sanctioned by United Nations Security Council. It is not an agreement between two countries. Anyone wanted to walk away is reneging on an international agreement. And credibility of any country in the world depends on how much they stay and how much they are true to their obligation to the world and to the Security Council and to the United Nations. Mr. Trump that threatened to walk away from this most probably had in mind that he's going to put a threat that I'm going to walk away from this so that it could push the European to put pressure on Iran to reduce its missile program. Well, Iran's missile program is purely for its defensive. It is very, very minuscule defense compared to what Iran's neighbor have, and for any reasonable person, you must be able, you must have the ability to defend your own country. So what he says is a lose-lose situation for them. Number one, if he follows through, he is reneging on an international agreement. From then on, nobody can believe and accept U.S. words, because this was not a one-person agreement with Iran, was the representative of the United States with the world agreement. So it does not depend on one person, and the world expects that the United States be true to its commitments. Particularly right now that they have North Korea they want to negotiate, without staying true with this agreement, there is no chance that North Korea would enter into an agreement with the United States or with the other countries. So it's very important, and it's very unfortunate that any time that Mr. Trump see a negative in his rating or in his programs to keep his base followers he brings up Iran's nuclear, and we're going to walk out of that to keep him happy to stay there. It will be bad. It will be against the United States. It will damage U.S. credibility because it is reneging in the face of the world, in the face of United Nations and Security Council.
All right, Dr. Nakhai, we'll leave there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.